Okay, so this is a free talk between Nicolas and Tatiana and Tomas. I am here in Grenoble, Pacific, and through the LEAP exchanging project. And luckily, I found Nicolas here, and he was also member of the French IDOC-D team, as I was member of the Hungarian IDOC-D team, and Tatiana is here from the house, and I had the idea to have a very open and free talk about our experiences of the IDOC-D time or period, and now about the LEAP time. And yeah, that's it. Yeah, I thought Tatiana just asked me if I had some questions in my head, but actually, yes, I just heard that Nicola, that you will go to Sweden with LEAP exchange.
And yeah, in July, end of June, beginning of July.
Would you tell something about that, or?
Well, it's a place I don't know yet, and that seems to be very nice in Sweden, in the countryside. It's about teaching 4 days the pro training and also an amateur class. And that's it for now. That's what I know.
The place is Vitlike.
Vitlike.
I'm not sure about the pronunciation.
Swedish.
In countryside of Sweden.
Nice. Yeah, I also wanted to ask you, what is your experience about documenting the work? How was it for you before the IDOC-D and after IDOC-D? I know that you're also choreographing. I just saw your work in this week in the next studio.
Well, before IDOC-D, I didn't document. I could not say I wouldn't document anything, because I make sometimes drawings, not to forget combinations, but very simple things, very simple patterns. But I just started asking myself about what would be documentation about teaching, and I tried to make written documents, but I felt like it didn't came very naturally. So at a certain point I noticed that the more interesting medium for me to document was the video. And I started a very short collection with only 2 documents. But it's
the beginning.
A small collection, but a collection of interviews of teachers that I like. The first interview was with Skype, by Skype, an interview of Andrew Harwood and Chris Aiken. So I asked them things about co-teaching, what is it to teach together, and things like that. And the second interview was David Zambrano, and asking him about how his techniques came to him, and the links with his own dance life and his own technique came through him. And in the future, I hope mix a few more.
And so as well, when you go to Sweden, you plan to mostly video?
Yes.
Video the things you go to do?
Yeah, I try to go with 2 or 3 cameras, because I have 2 of my... I have 2 cameras, and I can maybe take 1 more. And I'll try to put some different point of views, and maybe if someone is there and not taking the class, maybe we can record. I hope so.
Yeah, that's a fantastic idea.
Because it would be a good start to document. Of course, I can also write things that I noticed, but would be interesting for me to have pictures and sequences.
Yeah.
I have a question to Nicola. Do you document your production work as well as the teaching work? Is it different for you? Is it the same?
No, it's quite different, because if I usually if I create something, I go straight to the point, so I often not have time to even to write important things, to recover the memory or things like that. So I even less have time to write other things. And if I do, sometimes it's just to make files. If I have to talk about my project to an institution or a theater director, of course I have to tell them some things about the creation, so I document in that way. I create text, but it's not very natural because
because I when we cross the studio where you are working, we can see on the floor some picture, and I wonder how do you use this.
I just started today to because I used to draw a lot for dancing. I was in an art school, and before art school I was drawing comics when I was a kid, and for example today I tried to catch short images, things that I liked in the positions they were improvising, or directions of the body. So because I film every day, but I think I have too much things to watch. I have 2 weeks of
video material. Of video,
so I know it will be too much. So I start to think about to document in another way also.
And you, Tatiana, as being on the administrative side, how do you see since IDD and now with LEAP, is did that bring any change in the life of the studio, the Pacific, or how is it for you? What do you see from that?
Personally, I wasn't really aware about documentation in dance field and in teaching also. So the Pacific were invited by people in the project, so we jump in. We felt the idea really interesting, of course, and now we try since 2009 we try to how is the word in English to
say it in French,
even in French. We try to help people to be aware on documentation in teaching. So we try to explain what is positive in this way, and make people think about it, try to do it, of course. So for the place here, it becomes something more usual, even if it's not really natural for everyone. And from my point of view, I invite teacher to come here, and now I am more interested to see people teaching in a class with video. Of course, I can move everywhere to see people in the studio. So I try to I ask people if they have video, and when I ask people, I think they now they start to think about making a material where we can see them in situation, which is really nice, because I receive a lot of CV biography saying more or less the same about the description of the class. Of course, the training they made, the before, or the way they dance, or the people were they dance with are different, but the how they describe the class, it's more or less the same. So at the end, you don't know what they are going to do. So.
That's why I like video also, because teaching is not only a content, it's not only teaching something, but it's teaching something in a certain way. The way people talk, the way they invite you to do things. So the same techniques can be taught very differently. The people who teach, it's very important. So in video, you can guess what kind of mood the teacher can bring.
You can feel something that you can't have with only your written
document. Yes, in this week I decided to document my work in with different medias. Like I was making videos, but I think they are kind of bad videos. They are not very documental videos in that sense that they are a good document, because I had only one camera on the side and I was not really aware of making a good film out of my class. I was just more pushing the camera class, and just do the class and sometimes put on the camera. So that was a hard thing, and on the second day I even forget it to switch on the camera, because I was so much excited about the class itself. But luckily I also made short interviews with the people, like each day with one person. I just ask 3 questions, like how are they, how did they feel themselves in the class, and what was their impression, and what would be their opinion about the class. And also I ask if we are talking about documentation, what would be the labels they would give to the class they took. So and of course I'm going to make the descriptions of the class. That was my strategy for this week. But I was talking with other people here, and of course documentation and the whole story of Arudi and Leap was going around between the people here all week, and they had very nice ideas as well, like but that's of course maybe another situation than a workshop. But they said that like a documentation, it could be also taken like we do something and then we sit around and then we talk about, so we analyze it together, so we try to document as a team. They had such an idea, and there was something else, but I don't remember right now. But I think also the participants somehow, they can be involved, and they are involved anyway. So if I put a camera on, they are immediately involved in the progress of documentation or recording, but there is the possibility to involve them actively as well. It was just an interesting thing we shared in these days with the people here.
Is it new for you to think about documentation?
I'm not really much used to. I'm not really active on the IDOD side as well. In the IDOD period, when we were working in each groups, the Hungarian team was having sessions of laboratoire, and we made our documents, and we were absolutely encouraged to go on with the practice. But I was not really active in this case. I make my notes more regular, so the whole thing triggered my teaching practice in that sense, that before that I was even more kind of loosey about it, and since then my notes became important to my teaching work. And also I just came to another thing. You just said also this co-teaching thing, and since then it's the last few years now. I ended up by situations where I co-teach, and that makes it so much easier, because you are with a partner. Mm. You have to make your plan together, so that's already more clarifying the whole situation or defining the whole situation. You go there together. Mm. You teach some things. You are, so that's a very active partnership. And of course, after the class, you are reflecting immediately. Mm. That what did happen. So this last year, or actually this year, this season, what we are now, a colleague of mine and me, we are having an amateur group, and we decided for this year that we are always going to teach them together. Mm. This year, and that was kind of very close to, I think, to the idea, like, to document your stuff and to be more aware of what you are doing, reflect on your work, record it in that way that it can be reused, and yeah.
You say you were taking notes. Is it before teaching or after, or both?
With documentation, I think it's also a funny thing that you have a plan, then you have the actual thing itself, and then you try to record it. So it's like three aspects of time and three aspects of one thing from a different aspects of time. Like, you have a pre-imagination of something, then you do it, and then it has been passed. And so, to answer to your question, I'm planning my classes in my head. So like, before I go to work, I know what I, if I have only one class, that's, you know, that's another case, or if I have a session, that's another case. But yeah, I try to plan my work, but I'm not really, maybe I make notes, but it's not really written on the paper. Maybe a kind of a schedule or a frame. And then I kind of rewrite the thing. So this is what was happening in the moment, because I like spontaneity happening in my classes too. So I want to leave some space for things that are happening there, and then I try to record it. Yeah, what was happening actually. So yeah.
And I think it's a good thing to document as a co-teachers, because the hard thing is to document alone.
Yeah.
And I think most of the IWD people have the same problem, because we are all very busy, and creating documents, it takes time, reflection, and if you are by your side only and alone, it's harder to do it.
Yes, the teamwork was, I think,
it's a good idea.
And I think that was a great influence of this IWD project, that we were working in teams, and I think that, I don't know how about other people, but in my case, it totally happened. It totally triggered my work. Since then, I have this co-teaching work, and I feel that it's much easier to work in teams, to share my work. And of course, at the end, I'm sitting alone with my paper and my pen and writing, but still, there is this partnership between, and that helps a lot, yes. Yeah, kind of 20 minutes. You have to go back to work,
And just to add something about video and written documents, I think if it was easier for me to make videos or interviews, it's also because creating documents, writing in English, Our reading in English on the IDOC site,
yes,
makes it. It's a.
I know it's a hard thing. It's a hard.
So it was less hard to write 3 or 4 questions in English, even if I didn't like my voice in English, so I put the subtitles,
for the interviews.
I wrote my questions, and then we could see Andrew and Chris answering. Yes. But so it's easier. You have to think about a few questions. But if I have to write about my classes or my workshops or in English, or if I want to read documents in English, it's a big effort.
Yeah, I know. For me, the same. I struggle quite a lot with writing in English. I always have to ask someone who speaks better English than me, so that it's kind of, because what I write in my head is kind of the thing I mean to say, but who knows? You know, I don't have a very high level of English, and so I it's an extra effort to write something in English and then have a recheck if it is at all right, or it is totally wrong what I mean with my words, so if it makes sense at all. And then to publish it or put it there. Yeah, I know, but video in this sense, it goes into a non-lingual thing. It's more, it's another type of seeing a thing, or another type of visibility and information. And yeah, probably in our cases, who we are not really English speakers.
And it's a way to use Internet, because for example, I prefer documentation on dance, like Nouvelle de Danse in Belgium. I prefer to have a book in the end and to turn pages if it's about drawings or text. I spend so much time on the laptops that I don't want to spend 2 more hours to read things. But if it's to see someone moving and teaching, it's different.
Okay, so I wish for you then a good teaching and documentation session in Sweden. I had a very, very nice time here in the Pacific. I thank you for that, Tatjana.
Thank you too.
And I hope, I am still hoping that I can complete all my documents for of this week, and thank you for this talking. Definitely, because just one of the day before yesterday, I was walking in the street and I said, oh, but Nicola is here. He's an IDOD member. And Tatjana, she's here from, as well as an IDOD member and the lead member of, with the house. So like, why not we talk and share what happened with us since IDOD and put it there. And so maybe the others who are in the network, they can listen to, and I'm sure there are some meetings or encounters like that, and they talk about what happened with them since then. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Too.
And hello, IDOD people out there.
Hello.